Hi, I'm Chris Pawley and I'm the IT Director at FN Genetics Limited. I'm fairly new to the role here as Director, but these are sort of things I'm responsible for and sort of gives an idea of the scope of the job. So the first thing is I'm involved in is the IT infrastructure and organisation. So this covers the network, the resilience of that network, telephone systems, the hardware, any mobile devices, and looking at sort of everything that forms the structure of IT and everything has to sit on. So we've done a lot of work about the last few months to try and build that up. So we've got a good level of infrastructure that can support the business and its growth. Second part of it is delivery of software projects. And so we've got a huge amount of data and software that runs the company. So again, I've been involved with managing all the third parties, creating processes, maps and flows, working with stakeholders within the business to make sure that the IT function software we're producing is meeting the strategic needs of every department. So we've worked with every department from customer service to finance to logistics to make sure that the information they're getting from the system and the systems we're using are fit for purpose. Third part I've got is around disaster recovery and processes. So we're currently working towards ISO 27001 for our data protection side of things. And we're also working with third party around resilience in general. So we're looking at all types of security and resilience as well. To if we have a problem, how can we resolve it? Who do we know to go to? As part of this, we're obviously creating policies then that we're going to roll out across the company so we can obviously make sure that everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing, and obviously then we'll be doing auditing then to make sure they are actually doing those things. So a classic case maybe like something like a password policy, deciding what sort of length it should be, what sort of frequency should be changed, how you create one. So there's a bit of training involved in all that side of things as well to make sure that all our staff are up to speed. Sort of around the leadership and motivation side of it. So quite often there are problems in IT. We have issues that are out of our control. We've got third parties letting us down. There's maybe security issues that we're faced with attacks. So we need a good motivated team basically to go and handle those. At the moment, there's myself and an IT manager, and we're currently building up that team. We've got a new member of staff coming on soon, and part of that whole thing is to work together. So although we've got particular different roles, we do work across those roles as well. So we help each other out. We bounce ideas off, brainstorm, make sure that we're getting the best solution from all our skills. Previously, I've been working in my own business for 4 years, and that business has now been merged into EGL. So I've got a wide range of experience in lots of different areas, and that's helped tremendously with this business, because quite often you can apply something you've learned from another type of business into this one. So I've worked in construction and manufacturing and medical and professional services, so you get a wide range of experience. And I'm usually dealing with the business and how it works. So it's good to get that whole overview. Previously to my own business, I'd worked in fast turnaround manufacturing with deadlines every day, complex products, which is a bit similar to EGL in some respects, that there's a product to get out there and there's a deadline to get out. So that means there's always something happening, which I quite enjoy. And within that I was involved in all parts of business, although I did an IT role. My role was quite wide, and get involved in all the processes we did as well to try and improve them. And I've continued out here as well. So with doing any role and you're managing a team, you're very busy. One of the questions you ask yourself is, how do you keep current with everything that's going on? So the two things really, one of them is research in sort of IT fields. So that might involve reading magazines, articles on the web or podcasts. So I generally listen to those regularly, at least once or twice a week, and try and keep abreast of what's happening in the industry, and then obviously think how it might apply here and what we could use. And I've always sort of done that side of things, because you can't know everything, and it's also very useful to look at new ideas and make sure that you're not just doing it, repeating yourself, and that's not learning anything new. Second facet of that is really looking at process and how you do things. I'm very interested in sort of lean manufacturing and lean process. So I read quite a few books and podcasts on that side of things as well. And it's how you manage problems, how you solve problems. I think that's, as well as the technical of IT side of it, it's very important to understand how you might get a process through, how you might get a project through, and all those sort of things. So this role is obviously challenging, and there's external factors that cause that, as well as internal. External factors that cause issues for IT department is around security. So that might be, you've got threats from outside. Now, those are constant threats to the business and the integrity of what you do. So we've got to be constantly aware all the time. Another thing that's more recently with the COVID side has caused plenty of issues has been government. The government changes on the travel has meant we've been rolling through two weekly changes for months, basically. Quite often, these are very last minute than that, and we're able to make changes and interpret all this information very, very quickly and make good decisions on it. That has involved getting many parties and stakeholders in the company together, so to filter out the information we're getting from the government and make some decisions on what we're going to go and actually go and do. And I think it's one of the strengths here at EGL is that we actually do all pull together and work together on these projects, because no department is an island in that sense. And the third thing I think that, I think all jobs suffer a little bit now is with sort of priorities and what to do next, and keeping everything moving and everything spinning at the same time, because usually with any projects or anything you're doing, there's really, really urgent tasks to go and do, and there are things that are really quite important but not urgent. So you've got to try and balance all these things together. I've been used to do that in previous roles, managing lots of different tasks and projects and people at the same time and trying to keep them all going. And it is, certainly in this sort of role, you're never just working on one thing at a time. There's always multiple things going on because we're trying to service the whole organization. So I've got a few strategies for doing that, and part of that is keeping myself organized and obviously making sure get everybody involved and also get other people to help, and delegating jobs as well to try and actually feedback into a central system, and also making sure that I'm the reliable one people come to know what's going on, so I can then feedback out as well. So obviously, as things evolve, the IT need to adapt to the situations that are faced with, and what we're going to be going forward now, and after the first few months here, I've analysed where the issues are and what people are talking about inside the business, what gives them problems. And one of the biggest ones we need to tackle is around data, I think. We need to use our data more effectively to make decisions, because without some real data to work on, a lot of time you end up with a bit of guesswork. And that's not good for actually making plans, because obviously that can quite often fall over. So certainly we've been talking with the new finance director. We're both very keen to bring up a level of data access in the business, so we can all know what's going on, what our main KPIs are, what's the main things we should be driving the business towards. And part of that is off the IT system being able to reliably gather it and also present it in a usable fashion for people as well. The thing with data is people need to have stuff that's relevant to them and allows them to make decisions on it. And that's the key thing in that. The other part of second major thing I think we need to do is to implement the best practices really in IT. So make sure that we're happy that we've covered all the angles. And part of that is what we do with the ISO, is making sure that we reach a good level, but we're not using the ISO just as a ticking box exercise, we're using it as a way to improve. So by looking at the policies, we're looking at real things that are day-to-day things we should do correctly and right, and making sure they happen and make sure we order them as well. So I was found with these sort of levels of accreditation you may get, that you should use them as a positive thing rather than just being a stick to beat yourself up with because you're worried about meeting them up. We're going to be looking at having more in-house skills. So traditionally, there's been a real reliance on third parties. But we've quite often reached the limits of that third party side of things, where the speed and the priorities and the understanding of the business is not there. And so that can get quite frustrating. So we're looking to bring more skills in-house so we can get people that are with the skills but really understand the business as well, because those two things don't need to come together. From EGL's point of view, obviously, we've gone through a whole COVID explosion of travel and all those sort of things, and that's been great for business. But the core has always been around cancer testing. So currently we're working on a few projects to actually improve the way that's done, so we can then allow the business to move from a lot of manual processes to automatic side of things. And that will then allow us then to more easily take on more customers, more tests, and provide a long-term future for the business.